Welcome back. Today we're talking about the CARES Act because the stimulus checks are what people are concerned about when they are not talking about Tiger King. You know it's true. If you haven't yet watched Tiger King, watch it before the next episode so we can talk about that. Today, we're going to talk about where your money is, how you're going to get it, and what some of the new options are under the CARES Act. So let's get into it. Hey there, this is Get Legit Law and Shit, and I'm Emily D. Baker, badass lawyer for online business. I've been a licensed attorney for over 15 years, and I'm a former prosecutor. So yeah, I know some shit, and we're going to talk about the legal shit you need to know. But don't worry, this is not another boring business podcast. So let's get started. The CARES Act is the newest piece of stimulus legislation passed into law and then signed by the president on March 27th, 2020, to respond to the coronavirus crisis situation thingamajig. Shit that's happening. Whatever you want to call it, it is the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, otherwise known as the 2020 Recovery Rebate for Individuals. This is the one that involves the checks. You will recall that we've talked about the FFCRA, the Families First Coronavirus Relief Act. This is the next one. So between the FFCRA and the CARES Act, the government has just gone ahead and named all the things. Remember a few episodes back when I was making fun of Maine for not well naming the legislation that I was talking about then? Yeah. The federal government got on top of naming the things so they would be easy to report on and talk about in the media. So we've got the FFCRA, the Families First, and then the CARES Act. And within the CARES Act, we also have the Payroll Protection Program. And you're going to hear me just going PPP, PPP, the Payroll Protection Program. Try saying it fast a lot. It is not easy. But that is part of the CARES Act. So CARES Act signed into law last Friday. It's the one with the checks. The first question I get asked on this, well, one of two. One is like, how do I get it? And then the second one is, when do I get it? So we're going to answer the questions about the individual checks. We're going to talk about the options for businesses. We're going to talk about some of the unemployment that's extended under the CARES Act, talk about some of the business options under the CARES Act. And then as this keeps getting fleshed out more, if we need to do a second episode to dive into it even deeper, we will. All of my contact information is in the show notes. So if you have a specific question, go ahead and email it to me or DM me on Instagram or on the Facebooks, or come join the Get Legit Facebook community over on Facebook. You can get there just www.getlegitlive. It'll get you right to the Facebook community and we can chat about it there. Your choice. Dealer's choice on this one. So, first question. When will we get the checks? The Treasury Secretary, Steve, and I always struggle with his last name because I want to say Munchkin, but it's Munchin. Him. Steve. Steve. What's up, Steve? Treasury Secretary Steve Munchin was on Face the Nation over the weekend and said that the Treasury Department's number one objective is now delivering to the American workers and American companies the needed money that will put this economy in a position where it can get through the next 8 to 10 weeks. So their goal is to get this money turned around quickly. In the past, similar stimulus bills or refunds that have come after tax cuts have taken months and months and months. It is being discussed amongst the news media that one of the things that will speed this along is that it's being tied to either the 2018 or 2019 tax return, and the amount of people that file electronically and have direct deposit information already with the IRS makes it easy for the IRS to go ahead and just put that money in your bank account. Thanks, IRS. So the stimulus checks are being facilitated by the IRS and are tied to your tax returns. So let's talk about the second question. How do I get my money, Emily? Well, you know, I'm so glad you asked. If you've filed your taxes in the last 2 years, you can get your money based on the amount of adjusted gross income from your tax return in 2018 or 2019. If you haven't filed your tax return and you're not on Social Security or Social Security disability, then you probably need to go ahead and file yourself a tax return. So it will be based on either the 2018 or 2019 tax return, whatever they have. And remember, we haven't gotten to the 2019 filing deadline yet. That is July 15th was April 15th. So it'll default back to your 2018 income. Now, if you think your 2018 income and your 2019 income are going to be wildly different and you're going to qualify, you need to just go ahead and get your taxes filed. There is mechanisms for you to make up the difference. So the money's coming from the IRS based on your tax return. As I mentioned, if you are on SSI, SSD, the Social Security Administration is going to be providing that information to the IRS so that you don't have to file a tax return in order to receive this. Generally on SSI and SSD, you're not required to file a tax return. So you don't, in those limited cases, have to file a tax return to qualify for a stimulus check. Now, that is where the checks come from. They come from the IRS. They are tagged to your most recent tax return that's been filed. I will talk about how much the checks are in a moment, but let's talk about what these checks actually are, because the large misconception that I'm seeing is that these are just like free money. Like, hey, you're giving me money? Cool. I like money. I like money too. However, these are payday advances. These are not free money. Unlike a payday advance, they don't have an interest rate, but these are payday advances. Do not kid yourself. They are using the adjusted gross income to project what your likely tax rebate would be in the 2020 tax year. And they are giving you the money now. What is that if not a payday advance? Because that's exactly what that shit is. So this is coming from your 2020 projected rebate. So once you file your 2019 taxes, you will get your 2019 rebate if you're entitled to one, and you'll also be getting your 2020 tax rebate. So hopefully that makes sense. People have asked me if this income is taxable. It's not income. It is a tax rebate advanced to you by the IRS, taking the chance that in 2020, this is about what you'll get on a rebate anyway. Now, what I have very clearly found is that in 2020, when you file your taxes, if you are entitled to a larger rebate from what is paid in this stimulus, you will get the difference. And when we get into numbers, I will not try to do math live while I am podcasting, because that would be a disaster. But I'll give an example. I am not your math girl. I am not your girl for the maths. But if you would get more, you'll get the difference. What I haven't seen very clearly spelled out is what happens if you would get less. It doesn't seem that they're going to try to make you pay it back. However, I can't imagine that down the road that's not going to be the case. So it might, the difference, if you get overpaid, might end up on your tax liability, but I haven't seen that clearly spelled out yet. So just keep that in the back of your mind. So what are these checks? How much are these checks for, Emily? I got you. For individuals, meaning you're filing as an individual for tax purposes, you get up to $1,200. If you are making up to a maximum of $75,000 a year, adjusted gross income. Okay? Then you get an additional $500 per child credit for every child under the age of 17. So a child credit plus the $1,200 if you are filing as an individual. The $75,000 is your adjusted gross income. So pull out your 2018 taxes, take a look at the number. If your income is between $76,000 and $98,000 adjusted gross, then that $1,200 payment decreases by about $5 for like every $100. So that $1,200 goes down and then just keeps going down until you reach the $98,000 mark, which is the last tier where you will receive a refund, rebate, stimulus check. At $99,000 of adjusted gross income for an individual, there are no payments for you. And that is because they are assuming that you are not entitled at that income level to a tax rebate. Moving on to couples filing jointly. Couples filing jointly will receive $2,400 for income up to $150,000 per year, plus that additional $500 for each child under the age of 17. Now, the payments phase down the same way they do with individuals, between $151,000 and $198,000 a year, and then the stimulus payments stop. No stimulus for you. Now, there are some quirks to this. If you are a single head of household with child care credits, those are particularities. I'm trying to keep this broad. If you are concerned, there are some very good websites that have rebate calculators, and they will be linked in the show notes and the corresponding blog post so you can go see how this applies to you in your life. All right. But those are kind of the general numbers. The other question I get about this is, what about those in that over 17 category that you don't get a child care credit for and maybe working, your late high school kids, college kids, what have you? If you are claimed as a dependent, you do not qualify for the rebate check. So sorry to all the dependents out there, but if you are claimed as a dependent elsewhere, no refund check for you. But if you are claimed as a dependent somewhere, you don't understand the reference of no soup for you anyway. Not that that makes it any better. Yeah, I just feel old. Let's talk about some of the new options in the CARES Act for the self-employed, gig workers, and independent contractors. Now, note that we are going to have to talk about this in an episode as well, because some of the states in their unemployment filing are asking contractors if they believe they are misclassified. So states like California, who are fighting that AB 5 fight, are using this event to start taking receipts on businesses that may be misclassifying their independent contractors. So the independent contractor battle in the U.S. is going to get hot as all of these unemployment filings are going down. The CARES Act extends unemployment through, they named it, y'all, through the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. Pandemic Unemployment Assistance allows states to expand unemployment in a few ways. First, it allows states to expand unemployment compensation so long as the unemployment is connected to COVID-19. It allows the states to increase the length of unemployment up to an additional 13 weeks beyond what the state's limit currently is. It also allows the states to add a $600 weekly benefit on top of what the state would pay an individual under their own unemployment, and the federal government is reimbursing the states for those extensions. It also allows the self-employed, gig workers, and independent contractors to file for unemployment through their state when they wouldn't previously qualify. So even under some of the unemployment benefits that were added in the FFCRA, the paid sick leave and some of the unemployment conditions that were extended, this CARES Act goes beyond with the pandemic unemployment assistance to allow the self-employed, gig workers, and independent contractors to qualify for unemployment in the event that the unemployment is connected to COVID-19. I know it's a lot of stuff. You still file for unemployment through your state or the state where you are employed. If you live in one state and are working for a company in another state, depending on where you're considered employed and where your taxes are paid, then you apply in the state where you are employed. I know a lot of us have never filed for unemployment, and this is new territory for millions and millions of Americans right now. But if you have lost work, been furloughed, or had work reduced because of COVID-19, you can file for unemployment through your state. And this is being rolled out state by state. Other things available to the self-employed are still the SBA Economic Injury Loan and the Paycheck Protection Program, depending on the way your business is run. But because of the pandemic unemployment assistance, you can also file unemployment when you are self-employed, a gig worker, an independent contractor. All right, moving on to some of the other things that are in here. One, businesses can now pay up to $5,250 in tax-free student loan repayment benefits. A, if your employer does this, I would love to know and shout them out in a positive way, because there are employers I want to talk mad crap about. And don't worry, I'm going to in just a moment. But employers can provide up to $5,250 in tax-free student loan repayment benefits. This is to A, help companies help workers. And if you are employed by yourself, there's nothing that says you can't take advantage of this. You just need to make sure to document it. And unlike when someone normally pays a debt on your behalf, this does not become taxable income to the individual whose loan was paid off. And yes, if you didn't know that, if somebody pays off a loan on your behalf, an employer pays off a loan on your behalf, or you win money or something, you still have to pay the taxes on that, even if the money goes to your creditor, student loan company, what have you. So now we're going to digress for just a moment. Over in the Get Legit Community Facebook group, the lovely Terry Clanton brought this story to my attention with the question, is this legal? And tagged me in the story so that I could share it in the group and talk about it. And this story enraged me. There is an Oklahoma City-based company called ImageNet Consulting that allegedly asked employees to agree to having their pay reduced in the amount that they're going to receive in a stimulus check. What? What? The news organizations that are reporting on this say that they saw the form and that the form says the company is preemptively deducting the funds from the employees' paychecks. And the number is based on what the company is anticipating the government relief fund to be, including the childcare credits. So the company's employees were asked to acknowledge that their April 6th and April 20th paychecks would be cut by 100% of the money that they will receive under the stimulus, including the childcare credits. If that's not the shittiest thing you've ever heard. Also, companies have no entitlement to this money. They have no right to reduce worker pay because of the stimulus. This is a cash advance on a later tax rebate. You idiotic douchebags. Did no one run this by an attorney? What is wrong with people? So, in my righteous indignation, I did what any good keyboard warrior would do. That's not true. I stand behind the things I say on the internet with my name. So I'm not truly a keyboard warrior, but in this moment, I did what most of us will do when we are righteously outraged. I went to find their Twitter profile. What I found was that Twitter is as outraged about this shit as I am. And this company, ImageNet Consulting, has been forced to take down all of their social media presence. All of it. No LinkedIn, no Twitter, no Facebook, nothing. Yes, their website is still up. And by the way, ImageNet helps you become more efficient in the office. They help you reduce cost and drive productivity. Do you drive productivity by demoralizing your employees by being douchebags? Is that what you're teaching your clients? Because there's other people who can help your business streamline that are actually ethical. Just saying. So I went to go rage on them on Twitter, and they weren't there. I almost felt cheated by the fact that they weren't on Twitter, but then I felt kind of vindicated. I'm like, look, this company has probably dug its own grave at this point, which also doesn't help the employees. If this company loses all of their clients because they were being dickheads, don't their employees all lose their jobs anyway? Yep. Yes, they do. It just pisses me off so much. So people, look, there are stimulus programs for companies to keep paying their employees. This shit is the opposite of the goddamn point. And here's the thing. The company can't even say, oh, we weren't aware, because the bill that has the stimulus checks, the one we're talking about, the CARES Act, guess what it also has? It also has the payroll protection plan in it that breaks down how companies can still cover payroll and get some of those loans forgiven. That shit's actually free money for your company, not the payday advance that your workers are getting. So if you'd actually read the damn thing or consulted with somebody who knows something, you would realize that this plan was a terrible idea from the get-go, and there are other options for your company. And now I hope there's none. I hope this puts you right under, though I feel bad for your employees. I'm sure they'll find work elsewhere. I hope so. That's who I feel bad for. This company's douchery is going to cost the employees anyway. I'm going to take a breath and compose myself. That's basically what my Twitter rant would have looked like, if anyone cares. That is the verbalized version of my Twitter rant, toned down slightly so I don't offend your ears. If I'm mad, Twitter is my place to be mad. So, since we've mentioned the Paycheck Protection Program, I've called it both the Paycheck and the Payroll Protection Program. The official title is the Paycheck Protection Program, but really, isn't it just the same thing? This is a loan program for small businesses, independent contractors, sole proprietors, and by small business, we mean under 500. It includes 501c3s and other types of businesses. It also includes an allowment for SBA loan expansion. So if you're a business that already has an SBA loan, you can get an expedited extra amount of money. The Paycheck Protection Program loans can go up to $10 million if it's appropriate for the company. The max interest rate is 4%. And there are conditions for this loan, which includes not reducing the workforce during an 8-week period, not reducing the salary or wages paid to employees who earn less than $100,000 a year by more than 25%. So it's trying to ensure that payroll stays the same. The loan has forgiveness options. Forgiveness. They give it to you. This is not a payday advance. This is actually the free money. When you meet the conditions, you can get up to 8 weeks of loan forgiveness for payroll costs, mortgage interest rates or rent, utility payments, right? And the forgiveness does not create taxable income. Remember, we talked about that with the student loans, where I said when somebody pays a debt for you, normally you get taxed on the income that you would have earned to pay the debt. Right. They give you the money, you pay the people, and you don't get taxed on it. So, douchey ImageNet Consulting, if you had just kept reading, you could have paid your people, they would have given you free money for it, and it wouldn't create taxable income. Maybe you should have called someone who knows some things instead of just making idiotic decisions. Okay, I'm done. I swear, I'm not going to talk about that anymore. We're going to move on. Next episode, I'm going to talk about Tiger King, and then I'm going to get to talk about people's decisions all episode long. So, in the Paycheck Protection Program, there are options for loan forgiveness. There are options for interest payments. There are options for no fees on loans, for qualifying expenses, and all kinds of things. So this is an option even if you're only paying one person and that person is you. So the payroll paycheck protection program is facilitated through the SBA. So the SBA website now has an option for economic injury loans, Paycheck Protection Program, and the expansion loans, which are tacking on to existing SBA loans. That is all added under the CARES Act. Additionally, the CARES Act is allowing for retirement fund withdrawals up to $100,000 penalty-free. I did not say tax-free. I said penalty-free. Normally, if you withdraw from a retirement account before it is your time at 65 years old, there is a 10% penalty. However, in the year 2020, we would like you to have money to spend on things to, you know, stimulate the economy. The economy would like to be titillated by your cash. However, there are conditions that apply to this. There are circumstances. The circumstances are if you've been diagnosed with COVID, if a spouse or dependent has been diagnosed with COVID, or if there are adverse financial consequences as a result of being quarantined, furloughed, laid off, having your work hours reduced, or unable to work due to lack of childcare, all generally as a result of the COVID crisis that we are in. So those are the circumstances. Now, it will be taxed as income over a 3-year period, or if you repay it within 3 years of taking the distribution, then it will not be taxed. So if you take it as a temporary loan to yourself and pay it back, it won't be taxed. If you don't pay it back, it will be spread out over 3 years and taxed. Those are the major provisions of the CARES Act. Now, there are also a whole crap ton of tax provisions that apply specifically to businesses that we did not get into. If you run a business, we can get into it. I should probably just do a Facebook Live on that so that I can just share that video with y'all to help, because it's not something everyone who listens to this show is interested in. But there are more tax provisions as it relates to businesses in particular. Some of them are very interesting. But this is already a long episode. It's already a lot of information. As always, everything I refer to is going to be linked in the show notes. I have a guide on the FFCRA, and I'm putting together a guide on this so you can take a look at how this all is laid out and what your options are as a employee, as somebody who might have recently lost employment, or as a business owner trying to figure out what the next right thing is. Remember, I am here to help. Please reach out if you need something. I really do believe that we are all in this together. And if the bit of this that I can help with is sharing this information and hopefully a laugh, I am here for it all day, every day. I am here to help. So, by way of our COVID farewell, may your Wi-Fi be strong. May your toilet paper be plentiful. May your family be well. And may the odds be ever in your favor. I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening. I know what it's like to find a podcast you connect with, and then you want to talk about it, and you want to talk about the things you've heard, and you want to chat with other people and hear their opinion. And sometimes that's not the people that are around you. I mean, you can always tell them to listen. But I've created a community for us to keep those conversations going, for me to answer your questions, and to share some behind the scenes and exclusive content, and maybe some deeper takes on the stories as we talk about them. So if you want to join that conversation with the Get Legit community, come on over to www.getlegitlive. I'd love to see you there. So come on by, say hello, and join the conversation.